Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Tuesday or Wednesday in the Packers world, because they play on a Saturday. Everybody got that? Good to hear it. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all having a great day. The Packers were not on the practice field today, though Matt LaFleur did indicate they would have some kind of walkthrough. But we did hear from Matt LaFleur, who had a number of positive updates for the Green Bay Packers, most notably that they are rounding into shape health-wise. Certainly a lot of guys feeling a lot better after a week off for that Minnesota game. The big headline, of course, coming out of that session was that Zach Tom is expected to play on Saturday night in Chicago. Having missed the last four games ever since going down in that Denver game, absolutely necessary to have him out there. Absolutely love the idea of him and Anthony Belton working in tandem on that right side, especially considering how well Belton played in week 18. That is very good news for your Green Bay Packers, obviously. A bunch of other moves the Packers made. They announced the signing of Desmond Ridder to the active roster from the practice squad, and they signed Julian Hicks, Keyshawn Johnson, and Messiah Swinson to the practice squad. I believe this is Swinson's third time around with the Packers. And yes, that moment has come. The end of the Clayton Toon era is upon us, because the Packers did release him. Clearly, Ridder will be the emergency quarterback on Saturday night, because Malik Willis will be the backup, and that's per LaFleur. That's also obviously very good news. And for those wondering, the signing of Ridder as a guy on the active roster, he will not count against the total, because he is going to be designated as the emergency quarterback. So I know I saw some people asking about that this afternoon. It is a rule adjustment that the league put in place a couple years ago after the 49ers were caught in that game against the Eagles, basically going down to like their third string guy and having a position player having to play it, and et cetera, et cetera. Which is, funnily enough, an old rule that used to be in place years ago. The NFL has brought it back. So good to see the Packers getting healthy. Very excited for this game on Saturday night. It cannot get here soon enough. I'm already tired of reading about it, hearing about it, thinking about it. Can we just hit fast forward, please? I know we can't. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about it here each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Packers Daily. And yes, Packer transplants, which will return tomorrow. Corey and myself, sorry to miss you guys last week, but we will be back live tomorrow at 4 p.m. Lambeau time. Hope you'll tune in for that. And I hope you'll join me all throughout the week leading up to this big game against the Bears on Saturday night. We'll be live for watch party. Cannot wait. Very excited. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody chiming in the comments section. Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, you guys know, before we get going, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. With ThetaCare Orthopedic Care, championship level care is delivered to every fan and every athlete. Whether you're dealing with a nagging injury or recovering from surgery, the ThetaCare team is ready to help you heal smart and get back in the game. Because in Wisconsin, folks play hard and recover harder. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's on your minds? What's going on, people? How we doing? We got people chiming in about the Steelers game and Aaron Rodgers. I got to tell you, there's very little space in my head at the moment for any other team other than the Green Bay Packers, perhaps a little bit with the Chicago Bears, but Rodgers and the Steelers, Godspeed, man. I have little time for it. I really do not care at this moment. Dale Norton, good afternoon. How you doing? Hello from New York City. Hope you're well, man. Who else we got? Who is this Zach Tom you speak of? Well, heard tell he was a really good offensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers that we haven't seen in quite some time. Stanley, thank you for being a Care of the G Club member, man. Really appreciate it. I think the Packers really have something in Sorrell and Oliver. Add a healthy Micah Parsons to the mix. Next year should be fun. No doubt. I mean, you like what you saw from Oliver in his first NFL action. Now, he's got a long way to go. He's missed a lot of time, but certainly the tools that the Packers liked and took him, you know, in the draft because of, you absolutely love what you see. And his ability to bend, and we talked about this the other day, is pretty unique for the, you know, type of defensive end the Packers traditionally like to look at. Certainly like his ability. I think I don't expect him to be too active on Saturday night. In fact, I'd be surprised if he dresses, but Baron Sorrell certainly should be in the mix against the Bears. We'll see. Next, how about those Badgers signing players in the portal? Great. Awesome. Always happy to see guys get opportunities. You know, I ain't holding my breath on that program until there's some significant change at the top. But that's just me. Your mileage may vary. Good question, New York Cheesehead, because I've seen a lot of people asking about this and talking about it online. Will Walker or Morgan be at left tackle? I would be supremely shocked if they don't go with Rashid Walker. I mean, you never know. This coaching staff, man, they do pull some head scratchers at times, and no further than them back in the day. We all remember the questionable call at left tackle in the 49ers playoff game, but I would be just beside myself with surprise if they didn't just roll Rashid Walker out there at left tackle. I know Jordan Morgan has acquitted himself well, but he hasn't played much left tackle at all outside of that Vikings game. And I think Rashid's the guy who you've been playing all year long. You gave him a week off, some rest there. I suspect he'll be the left tackle on Saturday night. What do I think of Oladapo? Hex, I love him. He was one of my draft crushes, and I haven't seen anything in the NFL to dissuade me from what I liked on his college tape. I think, yeah, he's kind of caught up in a numbers game. You know, clearly he came in when they were completely changing that safety room. I think he's done a lot of really good stuff on special teams, and when he's been given chances from scrimmage, funnily enough, both of those chances have come in week 18 games, but both last year against the Bears and then this year against the Vikings, I think he's played well. I think he's shown why they liked him in the draft. But, you know, right now it's just hard for him to get on the field between having your kind of safety coupling already set in McKinney and Williams and then Bullard able to kind of get in that mix. It's really hard to find snaps for Oladapo from scrimmage. But it's nice to know that if injuries were to strike, you certainly can count on him to come in there and at least hold down the fort, right? I don't expect him to come in and be an all pro, but he can certainly do what you need him to do. And that's a lot better situation in the safety room than we've been accustomed to, say, in the last, what, 10 years? Absolutely love it. What else we got here, folks? Jeezy Baby, thank you for the super chat. Very generous. Thank you, sir. I wish we could get a good press conference from a coach. We haven't had a good one in a while. Missed those classic, like, playoffs? They are who we thought they were, and I'm a man. They're all the same now, robotic. Yeah, it's interesting because the ones that you're referencing here are all post-game pressers, right? There's something about the emotion post-game that you can possibly get a guy to be a little bit more animated and revealing, what have you. But certainly during the week, you're never going to get that. It's very rare, right? And yeah, these guys all have media training now. It's not like back in the day. Man, I can't remember who it was. Some Vikings coach that went on a tirade in the late 70s, early 80s, like just dropping F-bombs. And I think it might have been during the Cheese League days, but like certainly never going to see that again, right? Like they're just too polished and too kind of trained to be in front of a microphone. And you know how it is. Like right now in this day and age where every utterance, look at Ben Johnson and that quote that has completely exploded across the internet over the course of the last 48 hours, where he was just talking about, we don't rest guys, and people ran with it, you know? So I think these guys want to minimize distractions as much as possible. Wildy was, I thought, had a really good question of LaFleur today, though, in kind of this regard about his approach at the podium, etc. You don't want to say anything that's going to cause more kind of consternation around the building, inside the building even, and that's why coaches are as milquetoast as possible. It kind of sucks from an entertainment standpoint, but I understand why coaches do it. Like, minimize all of the distractions. Brian, thank you for the super chat, man. Let Love rip the ball 35 to 40 times. Also, how sweet would a playoff road win be against the Bears? Hope we win. Yes, Brian. I would categorize it as sweet and many other things. But I don't hate the idea of Love ripping it in this game. But I will say, for all of the times people want to talk about Jordan Love being, quote, allowed to rip it or throw it all over and blah, 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 and let him, you know, take the cuffs off or whatever. You know, some of this is Jordan Love's doing as well, because at the line of scrimmage, more often than not, he has some choices, not every play, but a lot of these plays. And sometimes he's canning into run plays out of things that were passes. So the other component here that I always talk about, and there'll be some youngsters out there rolling their eyes, but the running game helps your quarterback. Like, the more you run it and the more effective and efficient you run the football, the more it helps your quarterback, because the defensive coordinator is kept kind of trying to guess and stay on his toes as far as what he's trying to stop. And the guys on the field are, you know, completely open to any possibility, including you ripping off a 8, 9, 10 yard run. So it causes just a little bit of hesitation, just a little question mark in their brains, and you are able to work play action or do something on first down where they are expecting a run, et cetera. And not to say that, you know, this isn't 2025. Yes, you got to throw the ball. Points come out of the passing game, no question about it. But just know that, especially with the Packers and the way LaFleur operates, the run game is there to facilitate the passing game. He's not just running it to run it. Like, there is play sequencing. There are things that they're setting up for later in the game. I get it's frustrating sometimes, especially when you see them, you know, run a couple plays and they gain 3 yards, and then you're sitting there at 3rd and 7. It's frustrating. I get it. But there is some method to that madness. E4, what's going on, man? I got nothing, said the Bears after being demolished Saturday night. Nice. I like where your head's at, brother. Give it to me. Give me all of that confidence. Truskett, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Hey, Nags, is it too early to start feeling bad for the Bears? Yeah, probably. I mean, look, they're going to have the week to trumpet and pound their chest and talk all sorts of junk, which, man, their fan base certainly is, which, again, I get. They're in first place, second seed overall. Every reason to, you know, trumpet what they accomplished this season. But it is going to be sweet when the Packers end it all on Saturday night. What else we got here, folks? Steven, thank you, man. See, too many fans content with just winning this Saturday. Fuck that. Fuck the injuries. At their best, this team can win it all. Let's go on a run, boys. Steven, I like the enthusiasm and I love the positivity and the headspace you're occupying, but I will say the way to go on a run begins with beating the Bears on Saturday night. So, yeah, I'm with you, but let's take it one step at a time. How about that? There you're going to do it. There you're going to do it. Come on now. Let me see what else we got. Jay, what's up? Justice said the Packers are never going to play Golden while Reed is still under contract. Do you agree with that? Shouldn't there be a way to get them on the field together? I don't fully agree with it. I understand what he's talking about as far as certainly body types as well, but the way that they've utilized Golden so far this season, I don't think that it's a complete one-for-one, though. I don't doubt for a moment we'll see plenty of opportunities for Golden on the perimeter, something where that never happens for Jaden Reed. Talking about next season in 2026. But yeah, I think this season's a wash. I think Reed being there is the guy they trust, and they certainly haven't shown any inkling of trust in Matthew Golden other than to run clear out routes, right? So yeah, I mean, I understand what Justice is saying in that regard, but certainly for 2026, I think there will be plenty of opportunities for both of those guys to get on the field together. What else we got here, folks? Cheeto, how you doing, man? I love Matt LaFleur's response when asked if he used Vikings week to prepare for the Bears. Maybe, with a smirk. Oh, Matt LaFleur, you're so wily. So wily, LaFleur is. Dan, how are you, man? Aaron has forsaken singing with tears for fears to be with us on watch Saturday. How lucky are we? Go, Pack, go. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, it's something I really haven't talked about publicly too much, just because it has been supremely disappointing once the schedule got announced. If the Packers had played on either Sunday or Monday, I would have been in Madison on Saturday night singing with Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears at Joey's Song, which is a benefit concert there that Butch Vig kind of spearheads every year. I was all set. All it took was the Packers not playing on Saturday night. And then, of course, the NFL scheduled the Packers playing exactly right when the concert kicks off. So I'll be here watching the game with you guys. wishing that I could be singing with Tears for Fears. But you guys know I've got to carry the G. I'm dedicated to you folks. It's what we do here. Don Vito, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'm curious how healthy Jacobs is on Saturday. Very curious. I'm telling you what, too, man. If they can get a nearly or mostly healthy Jacobs running behind Zach Tom and Anthony Belton, oh, baby. I love that. I absolutely love the idea of get Jacobs going. Get that running game going. Like I said earlier, helps the passing game as well. It all works in concert. It's a symbiotic relationship. And I do think, I talked about this on Care the G Radio this morning with Billy. I 100% think that is going to be Matt LaFleur's approach. I do think they are going to pound the football with Jacobs, and hopefully he's able to kind of hold up. I know he's been on a pitch count for a long time now. The dream is that that week off when the week 18 game really helps him heal up and get ready to go. Yeah, that's what I expect big time. Soder, how are you, man? Don't turn it over. Convert in the red zone. Catch the damn picks. I mean, that is a certain to-do list on Saturday night. The red zone thing is huge, too. I mean, you know, we all watched how tough it was in the red zone last time around in Chicago. Got to convert. Absolutely have to turn those into touchdowns, especially as many opportunities as they've had in these games against the Bears. Got to convert. You know, they've been able to strike from depth, you know, the big touchdowns in Lambeau. But, man, they have got to do more than 16 points on Saturday night to come away with this one. Bucky, thanks, man. Let's do this. Go, Pack, go. Thank you for the support, brother. Appreciate it. Miss Stanley, time to get Golden involved in the offense. I wouldn't hold your breath, though the caveat here is Savion Williams is done. Like, he's on IR, right? So all that gadget stuff that they like to run with Savion is probably out of the book. Maybe they turn to Golden in that regard, though I suspect they would probably give that type of touch to Jaden Reed. And Dontavian Wicks is still in the concussion protocol. Now, he is practicing, which is a good sign, but if he's unable to go, that does bump Golden up the depth chart a little bit, right? So maybe he gets some more opportunities. But as far as like calling his number, having plays designed for him, I think we're a year away from that. Unfortunately. Marshall Duke, what's up, man? Just talked about it. With Savion hurt, do you think a return to kickoff duties by Nixon would add a spark for the playoffs? I'm of two minds here. I like the idea, but when a guy hasn't done it for as long as Nixon now has not done it, I do worry. And of course, there's the specter of the fumble on the very first kickoff of the wildcard game last year, back in the recesses of everybody's mind. I do like the possibility of Nixon giving maybe a jump start on returns, but don't forget, he did, you know, have two all-pro seasons, but they were both prior to the changing in the rules and the dynamic kickoff. When that came along, his productivity really dried up, you know? So I don't know, man. I do like the idea. He's certainly shown that he's got ability in that regard, but having not done it for as long as he has, I don't know. I suspect they continue on with, you know, whoever they want to throw back there this week rather than a frontline starter on defense. Joe, what's up, man? Can we just forward to the middle of the fourth quarter? Packers have the lead. Bears have the ball and see what happens. Does feel like it's a bit ordained, doesn't it? I mean, not a fan of that idea, but you're probably not wrong. Jerry, what's up? Go Pack Go from Minneapolis. Bears fans think they dominated us in the last game. Think they'll blow us out. They're about to have a very bad time. Yeah, I've seen some of that. The more level-headed Bears fans, and yes, there are a few, they understand. You know, Vegas understands. It's a pick 'em, right? Like, these are two pretty evenly matched teams. But the idea, and I've seen, like I said, I've seen some of them talking about what you're talking about as far as, we dominated you in the second game. Did we watch the same game? Like, you didn't have a lead the entire regular kind of, you know, four quarters. So it's hard for me to say you dominated anybody, let alone the Packers in that game. That's a tough one for me. John Moore, how are you, man? Let's fucking beat the Cubs. Shout out. Absolutely. 1,000%, sir. Amy Gooding, how are you? Oh my God, I'm so sorry you're going to miss that, knowing how much that would mean to you to sing with him. Packers by 20 is the only acceptable outcome. Let's fucking go. Thank you, Amy. What's wild is that everyone associated with the event was like, come on, we'll show it at the gig. Like, I gotta be streaming, but appreciate you. Very much appreciate you. Mike Witt, how are you, man? Hey, Nags. Unfortunately, I have a friend who is a Bears fan, and he said today, I hope it's not this week, but the Bears are not going far with that defense. Even their fans don't trust that defense. See, like I said, that's a reasonable Bears fan right there. And certainly after their last two games, you understand why, right? I mean, the 49ers marched up and down the field. The Lions pretty much had their way. Now, the one play, Goff tried, got a little greedy, tried to go downfield, probably had a guy underneath, but tried to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown. And lo and behold, that, again, for the Bears, the way they are, they picked it off. You know, and they created a turnover. But outside of that, Lions had their way. You know, so if I'm a Bears fan and looking at those games, plus the way the Packers were able to move the ball, whether it was with Jordan Love or Malik Willis, yeah, I think they should be nervous. Hype, what's going on, Doug? When I think Carry the G Cream Ale, I remember the Bears still suck. You know what? There's something I can do to kind of refresh or recall that feeling, your memory of it. Let me see here.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. Absolutely love it. I don't want to miss any super chats. Oh, Don, brother. You're preaching to the choir here. Please, please, no third quarter opening drive kill shot. I mean, that would be in the context of if they have a lead at halftime, right? And they're coming out and they're going to take that shot. Yeah, man, I could not agree more. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys. Stoney, what's up? Diggs with picks in the next four? Green Bay to the Super Bowl. All right, let's chill. I do think he can help them. And I do think he will play. But you know, let's see him hold up first for at least, what, a game before we're talking about Super Bowl runs because he's picking people off. Like, love the idea, love the enthusiasm, but pause, chill, relax. Think about, hey, he makes a tackle. He breaks up a pass. They get off the field on third down because of something that he does. Like, let's start, like, you know, here and then build to there. That's where I'm at. Amar, how are you, sir? Good to see you, buddy. I need Saturday here ASAP. Happy birthday to Olive. Do you want Morgan or Sheed at left tackle? Best D-line formation. I want Love tonight. To light these motherfuckers up. I like how you got like 100 questions in there, buddy. And thank you. Yes, Olive's birthday is today. She's 18, and I'm headed there after we're done here, which is wild. I can't believe my baby's 18 years old. Morgan or she talked about it at the start of the stream. Definitely think it's going to be Rashid Walker, and I think it should be. You know, he has been your guy all season long. He got a week off to get right physically. He'll play this game. I'll be very, very surprised if it's Morgan. Best D-line formation, man, you definitely want it to be a rotation given what Gary's put on tape over the course of the last month plus, right? But I do think Rashawn will be your starter. You know, I don't think there's any secrets there. I think he'll probably most likely be opposite LVN, and they'll keep rotating those guys at end. And then in the middle, I think it'll be guys that we've seen over the course of the last month or so, probably the guys that played most of the game in Chicago last time around. You know, you'll see Wooden, you'll see Brooks. Hopefully Brinson will get mixed in there as well. And I don't see too many dramatic changes in that regard. Bump, what's going on, man? Every week is Super Bowl week from now on. You damn right. There you go. Come on now. Doug Hype, how are you, man? Used to hang out with Butch Vig's friend group back in Madison. Such a cool bunch. The know-it-all boyfriends rock. Yeah, I had really good friends when I was growing up who were kind of instrumental in the starting or the kind of build-up of Smart Studios. I've never met Butch, but I know a lot of people who know him and talk about what a great guy he is. Mike Witt, how are you, brother? Just put Golden on kick returns and see if he can use his 4.2 speed and break one to the house. I love this idea. And much prefer him on the idea of him on kick return rather than punt return. Yes, love this idea. Antonio, how are you? Checking out the stream on X. Thanks, brother. Can't wait till Saturday. Love Watson and Dobbs are going to light it up. Man, let's hope so. Let's hope Watson and Dobbs get, you know, really involved early in this game and have some big plays and get their confidence level high, especially Dobbs, who, you know, was some very rough moment in that building. I love it. I love the idea of getting him, you know, involved. And look, he had a really good game last time he was in Chicago, other than the end. So hopefully he can pick up where he didn't leave off, but where he started last time around. Oh, Strahlev, from your chat to the football god's ears, Valentine is going to break on the ball and have the timing down this Saturday. Man, I hope so. You know, he's been so close so many times this season. Just needs a tick more anticipation. And hopefully he gets a nice pick six for his effort. Smooterino, how are you, buddy? Got back from weekend boys trip to Wisconsin. Made sure to pick up 2 4 packs of Carry the G. Hopefully have the second pack for the divisional round. There you see. One pack this weekend, one pack the next weekend. I love where your head's at. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel and tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.